Good morning. This is Commissioner Zach Brooks. Joining me is Commissioner Leslie Van Beek. Chairman Holton is on his way. It is 9:31 on Tuesday, the 10th of February. First item that we will take up this morning is a resolution approving award of badge and duty weapon, and Chief Hart is here to present this to us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Does the resolution have the name of the...
Yeah, it's Deputy Phelps.
Phelps, yes. Thank you, Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. Deputy Phelps has put in his papers for retirement. He's a little bit unique in that he has served just short of 30 years the Camden County Sheriff's Office. So he has been a detention deputy for close to three decades and has served the county well and faithfully. And so according to tradition, based on his years of service, we would ask that he be awarded his duty badge or his badge and duty weapon upon his retirement.
Chairman?
Yes.
It was a lot of thanks and gratitude. I had the privilege of attending the event, the Blue Line event put on by the sheriff's deputies this weekend, and so much appreciation for what the Canyon County Sheriff's Office does in and for the citizens of Canyon County. And for someone to spend three decades in that kind of service is amazing. I'm happy to support the request for the officer's badge and duty weapon, and to say thank you for running a department where you have people that are willing to give a lifetime of service in that. There's so much more that happens on the streets and behind the scenes in the jail everywhere, and there's a lot of professionalism and poise that takes place when you wear a uniform. So thank you for representing Officer Phelps, and if you're ready for a motion,
ma'am,
I move that the board signs the resolution of the Canyon County Board of County Commissioners approving the award of the officer's badge and duty weapon pursuant to Idaho Code 31-830.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next, we have on the agenda to consider a request to continue a public hearing in the case of CR 2024-0007. Morning, Director Gibbons. How are you?
Thank you, Commissioners. I am just fine on this Tuesday morning. So we have a request from the applicant's representative because the applicant's representative will be out of town and unavailable to attend the previously scheduled hearing on the 17th of February. We brought that to you last week, entertaining the option to table it to a date certain. I believe that's in March. So
yeah,
we're in favor of that. Hope you would be too.
Yeah. Chairman? Yep. And we did receive notification and a letter to the board from the applicant's representative. He was called out on business that is important. And so with that, I move that the board approves the request by Todd Lakey on behalf of Thomas Evans to continue the public hearing in case number CR 2024-0007 from February 17th, 2026 today to a date certain of March 17th, 2026.
One clarification, today's the 10th.
Thanks. So. Yep. Just seeing if you're made it, paying attention.
Yeah, I was for once. I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So that hearing will be continued to March 17th.
And that will allow us to put that on our website immediately, and then the public will show up on the 17th on the table.
Yeah. It's good to get it done a week early. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Those are the only two items I see on the agenda. Do we have anything for executive session?
We do.
Ms. Chair, there's two items that I'm aware of that are B, D, and F, and that's around the animal shelter and then a personnel four corners office.
Okay.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection B, personnel, D, records exempt, and F, to communicate with the board's legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
I will second. Commissioner Van Beek, how do you vote?
Yes.
And I vote yes. So we will now retire into executive session at 9:36. Thank you.